Tankard, and you're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kate right here on 88.1 FM WFSK at Fisk University.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Ben Tankard, dear friend, and we'll see him soon. I emailed a couple days ago, and he's looking forward to his performance here for us, June the 29th at the Fisk Food and Music Festival, and we're going to be grooving on the Grove, y'all. Oh, yes, we are. And, you know, it's family-friendly, so we want you to enjoy the day with us and, you know, lawn chairs and all that stuff and just, you know, say hey to people that you hadn't seen in a minute and enjoy the lovely Campus Grove. Anyway, what's up, Nashville? We got a little sunshine in the city. Hey, hey. It wasn't so bad this weekend, you know? I mean, I'm just saying, compared to last weekend where we was burning up, I thought this weekend was all right, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, if we could, let's see.
It is pretty good, yeah.
We, I'll go ahead and start asking early for my forecast for, in case the Lord is inclined, you know, just in case he's up and listening to me, paying attention to me today, as he is all the time paying attention to everybody. But I would like to get 82 and blue out there, breeze, knees, you know, I mean, I'm just asking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
82, not bad.
It's not bad.
You know,
not
so,
by long shot.
That's what I'm asking. Oh, Lord. So don't, you know, I'm just asking. I like to ask every year and, you know, see if it's so inclined. The Lord is so inclined to give us that so that the folks can come out and enjoy a lovely Saturday with us here on the historic campus of Fisk University. Now, big weekend for you?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's kind of
toned
down compared to last week.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had their
graduations.
Oh, yes. There have been so many. Mm-hmm. This class of 2019 is big.
It is.
Everybody I know has got
somebody.
You know, parties and gifts, and it's nonstop, and between birthdays and graduations, you go broke out here. You do. And you can't go to everything. So you have to be selective on what you can go to. But so graduations are over now? Or there's still more coming?
What are we in June? Probably for Nashville, at least. Okay. I think maybe in a few other states, they may get out a little later.
They're still having graduations?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Because some people didn't start school until late.
Well, that's
I remember we used to go back after Labor Day, I think it was.
That's correct.
Used to be, yeah.
That's in the olden days, you know, back
when. Back it up a whole month.
Right. Back when it was real boring and people go to bed at night, you know, that's the olden days. They're like, what's that today? For sure. Anyway, well, it's, you know, it's the lazy, hazy days of summer. And we are, you know, this week is better than last week. We endured some tremendous heat last week, and we're grateful for the reprieve that we have in terms of the weather, because it just made it a lot more pleasant to be able to do some outdoor activities and et cetera. So I know many of you have things planned, and you know, they've been having a lot of games over at the, what is that baseball field down the street? What's it called? The First Tennessee.
Yeah.
The bank's name on it. The baseball diamond for the Sounds. They've been having a lot of games, packing them in over there. And the baseball fans are tickled to death to get out and about and enjoy that. So hopefully that you all will have some relaxation this weekend, along with all your other activities that you partake on the weekend. And for some, you know, I'm seeing just like straight up chilling. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to involve doing anything. How about nothing? That works for me. That sounds like my prediction of my future. I'm not going to do anything. Bless the Lord. So, today, got the headlines and a little touch of church news in here. And next hour, we have a new book, a new guest. He's a professor at Seattle Pacific University of Christian Ministry, Theology, and Culture. That's a combo. And we'll be happy to speak with Dr. Jeffrey Kiss. He has a new book out that discusses critical questions, among other things, critical questions in Scripture and what they can teach us about faith, doubt, and uncertainty in our everyday lives. Those questions we still, to this day, ponder. So many of us read and remember Scriptures that... you're like, they have a question mark in them. And you're like, oh, Lord, what do you mean? You know. So, we'll be talking about that with him. Looking forward to having that conversation and other things today. And I do want to take a quick glance at the forecast. Although we have still have some clouds that have rolled into the region. We have, you know, and if you really think about it, in terms of the weather nationwide, we have done mighty good.
Compared to a lot of the rest of the country.
Oh, my goodness gracious, alive. We have done so good. So don't get to complaining because y'all know how you can do now. It's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like those people underwater down in certain parts of the state. That flooding is horrible. Have you seen those pictures of the levees breaking?
Oh, yeah.
And the people, you know, everything is gone. And, you know, it's just like that. It's just so...
It's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And the, icebergs and... Alaska, a lot of water has been melting and
that along with the rain
dumping into the ocean, so oceans are rising, storms are getting worse, and a lot of our land masses are paying the price.
Well, you're not talking about
global warming.
Yeah, I mean
the hoax.
Right, you know, this, you know, this.
It always seems to, it's always a hoax where the people live who aren't affected by it.
Of course.
You know, those
as soon as their house floats away, it's like, oh my God, give me the government.
It's amazing. Those people are the people who are never affected by it.
Well, they will be, in probably ways that, you know, because that's out there, a lot of the flooding, you know, because my home has been my home state and all, in that Midwest belt. They grow a lot of crop out there, honey, and a lot of groceries. So, you know, when we can't, you know, get things like we're used to getting, because, you know, a small town girl, I grew up across the street from a grain elevator. You don't get more down home than that. Okay.
That's true.
Right? That's where they, you know, crush it up. So and so I know those, you know, the farm belt, and that's a serious business to the people out there. Serious business, and to put them out of business. Because if your field is flooded and your farm is flooded, what you gonna grow? Rice?
Well, the farmers are having a tough time anyway.
I know.
Due to these trade wars.
Oh, Lord.
The markets are being...
Oh, Lord.
And the Republican Party is sitting back and saying absolutely nothing.
Of course not.
What happened to free trade and let the open market decide?
They're not going to
say anything. They have allowed the whole party to just go down everything they stand
apparently
for.
Apparently that's...
Everything. I have never seen
anything. Apparently that's the way they want it.
Wow.
Apparently.
Wow.
Because if not...
Corporate welfare at its highest. I mean, how do they...
They're happy.
How?
I'm just
with everything they say they stand for.
Maybe that's how they define
except
it.
Except abortion.
Right.
It seems
but
to
I
be.
Mean, maybe that's how they define happiness.
Oh my gosh.
Happiness is just being in power.
I mean, you don't hear anybody saying nothing.
Well, you
nothing.
Depends on what you listen to.
I mean, Republicans rather. You don't hear them saying anything.
Well,
everything they stood for, everything they've argued about on talk radio for the past 15, 20 years, all day, complete 180, down the train.
It's not they won't discuss it because they don't want people to know it. So they don't discuss it.
That everything they've been talking about is a lie?
It might enlighten the audience, okay? If you talk about it, then the audience might have questions.
Oh my gosh.
But if you don't mention it at all... Yeah. Then they'll never know if that is what their steady diet is.
Well, it's seeping out anyway.
Well,
it's seeping out
it's
anyway.
It's funny how things
I was
work
watching
out.
CNN and they was interviewing a farmer and the guy said I voted for Trump and I'll never vote for him again.
Well,
he is not the first to say that.
And he's probably a Fox TV watcher.
If I think he is. He's lost his crops. He's lost his ability to. He's lost
produce
his footing.
His revenue.
Yeah, he's lost his footing in the global market.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's got to be hard to get after all the years.
Oh, my
years
gosh.
And generations of farming.
Those are relationships that you can't get back. You can't be because now another country has come
gonna step in
and stepped in and
all
taken
these countries are looking at all this stuff, and they're saying, we got you.
And in the long run, that's going to hurt the United States. So that's why I don't understand, if you're a Republican, how you sit back and just allow your country to just go down the tubes this way.
That's just the way they want to go
down.
Just down
the tubes.
That's how they want to roll.
All right.
So, I mean, I spend less time a day tripping on it. Yeah. I'm just like,
I'm just
this
saying
is how.
I know they're listening.
This is how.
How could y'all let this happen?
If folks want this, then so be it, okay? Then, you know, deal with the consequences.
Yeah. Even, what is it, Jack Daniels? Was that in Kentucky?
Oh, you mean Lynchburg, Tennessee?
The wizard they make that whiskey. Even they're feeling a pinch.
Not the whiskey.
Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Lord. In the bluegrass state.
Yeah,
oh, Lord.
Even that feeling it.
So the grass will be quite as blue.
Yeah.
If you are going to be out and about today, there's just a teeny weeny chance of rain. 20%. But, you know, you never know. 20 could change later on, but it doesn't look like it for us. Sunshine today, 89. Still glad.
That's gorgeous.
Well, still glad not to be in the 90s,
yeah.
You know. The sun can go behind the clouds for a few minutes and give you a reprieve if you got to cut the grass. Tonight, clear sky, 61. The sun is back with us for a couple of days, though. 81 tomorrow. That's another, has a good start for Monday. A little cooler.
Yes.
That's nice to get you back on your work week. 86 on Tuesday, warming up just a touch. And the rain comes back in in a larger way on Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, looks like half the week, no rain. And then the other half, chances of rain, up to about 50. On 50-50 on Wednesday night and Thursday, so that's when you can expect the showers to come down. But our highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. That's classic summertime weather. In the city, mostly cloudy. Some sun pops in and out, but it's a lovely 72 degrees. Now let's see here. Let's see what's going on in our headlines. This is coming out of Westmoreland, Tennessee. A woman who survived attacks that killed 8 other people in Tennessee in April is out of the hospital. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation spokeswoman Susan Nyland says the only survivor of the attacks left the hospital this week. Authorities identified her as Mary Sue Hosel. Hosel's release came the same day 25-year-old Michael Cummins was in court to see his case ordered to a grand jury. Cummins is charged with killing 8 people in rural Westmoreland, including his parents, uncle, and a 12-year-old girl. 6 bodies were found at one home. two were found at separate scenes. Nolan says Hosell is another relative of Cummins. The TBI special agent, Andrew Graves, said Hosell was significantly injured, and she couldn't remember anything about the incident when he spoke with her at the hospital. And it's probably best because that wiped out the family. Yeah. I mean, that is so
horrible.
These things that are happening with people killing in mass is, you know, and, you know, that situation in Tennessee and then the Virginia Beach over the weekend, it's like, oh, Father. And so we have so much going on in the minds and hearts and souls of the people, for sure. And that can be really vexing sometimes, because you just don't know when someone is going to get to the rim and not be able to take it anymore and just go off the edge. You just literally don't know. Wish that help could, you know, be sought, you know, on time.
Yeah.
That folks could get to professionals. But, you know, they're in denial. Anyway, here's out of Chattanooga. Former Tennessee police officer has been indicted on a sexual battery charge stemming from an allegation that he fondled a suspected shoplifter. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports former police officer Benjamin DeSalines was indicted this week. He was initially arrested in November on charges of kidnapping and sexual battery, but the kidnapping charge was later dropped when the woman testified that she wasn't physically forced into his apartment or car. An affidavit says the woman told authorities she had bought DeSalines, thought rather he was going to kill her, as he showed her his gun and took her to an alley before eventually bringing her to his home. An internal investigation ended with the officer being fired. In a separate case, another Chattanooga officer is under investigation over allegations that he raped at least three women.
Wow.
When we come back from the break, going to talk about a new program at the University of Tennessee that's going to be teaching teachers, and also we're going to get the latest out of Virginia Beach, as well as look at a little bit of political news. Going to get your blood up early, X. I know you're already percolating over that sad. I already know. Anyway, we thank you for tuning in this morning. You're listening to What's the 411. We're going to take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Jazz music fans from far and near will converge on Nashville for the annual Music City Jazz Festival Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th at Public Square Park downtown. Sunscreen, hat, sunshades, and sandals are in order for the Jazz Jam of the Year, featuring some of the hottest names in contemporary jazz. Enjoy fiery performances from the dynamic duo Althea Renee and Jeanette Harris, Marc Antoine and keyboardist Alex Bouillon, trumpeter Willie Bradley, and what about jazz funk souls Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. And be sure sure not to miss the performance of this year's legend group, the Yellow Jackets, or hear the silky, soulful vocals from Lindsey Webster and making his first Nashville appearance in more than 25 years, Pete Velasco.
I feel strong.
Party hardy to Stormin' Norman Brown with smoking saxophonist Huge Groove, Tennessee's own Kirk Whalum with jamming guitarist Jonathan Butler, and Mr. Smooth as he wants to be, Najee. The Music City Jazz Festival, more than just an event, it's a destination. July 19th and 20th in downtown Nashville. For more information, visit MusicCityJazzFest.com or WFSKFM.org. Support for WFSK comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Vanderbilt, which helps adults over 50 rediscover the joy of learning and build community through diverse social interaction. Beginning June 17th, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Vanderbilt presents summer classes, which run through July 31st. Among the classes are the original Fisk Jubilee Singers, their tour and their music, taught by Dr. Paul Kwame, Fisk Associate Professor of Music. Since the ensemble introduce the Negro spirituals to the world, the course will cover aspects of this genre of music, including form, melodic structure, and more. Also being offered is a history of Fisk University, the unfolding story of the struggle to reach the American dream through education. The instructor is Dr. Revis Mitchell, professor of history at Fisk. Scholarships are available. To register, call 615-343-0700. That's 615-343-0700. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And do not forget that we are your hub for your tickets to the Music City Jazz Festival July 19th and 20th. Please buy your tickets from WFSK because those ticket sales help the station in so many ways, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to come in contact with the lovely jazz people. Y'all are so cool. I just love it. So and then you can get them here and you got them in your hand and boom, you're out the door. So we're you know, lined up and ready for you to come by during regular business hours to get your general admission or your VIP sections that we have, the preferred reserve and the gold, excuse me, the gold seating. So we've got those two at special pricing just for you. And if you want to call the office during regular business hours, 615-329-8754. There are no online sales with this. This is, you know, our specials are online. You got to add all that extra stuff. And we're trying to save y'all a dollar so you can make a dollar holla. Okay? Gotcha. Now, I got my church announcements. I have to slide those all right in. Schrader Lane Church of Christ sent this one over. Leading People to Christ, the 101st Homecoming, which will be coming up on June the 16th. So that's, well, Sunday after next. I haven't turned the calendar over in this room yet in the studio. Is that Sunday after
next?
Is it? Well, amen. They're going to have a gospel meeting the morning.
Yeah, that's it's Father's Day.
That's a week after next, huh? Okay, the morning worship is at 9:15, the afternoon is at 2, and then they're going to have a nightly service that starts at 7, and that's Monday through Wednesday. The guest evangelist is coming from Houston. His name is Randall Tucker Sr., and Brother Tucker is a minister of the He's the minister, rather. Minister Tucker is representing South Union Church of Christ in Houston. So that's coming up for your church calendars. And also coming up is another June event. And this one came from Tina Davidson Guest, a behavioral health services team. And they're having a event coming up on June the 21st, and they're hosting the Young Adult and College Ministry at Olivet Baptist Church. What, we had the Pastor Olivet here, didn't we?
We did.
He was a nice man.
That's correct.
Okay, amen. So the Olivet Missionary Baptist Church, the Youth College, is having a special event on 6 p.m. on Friday, June the 21st. And they want to, I'm going to have them go further with us on the air about this event that's specifically designed to work with the young adults and college students.
Panel.
Are you?
Matter of fact, I just got the flyer yesterday, Friday, June 21st. Yep, church hurt.
Oh.
That's what it's about.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of tears up in there.
Yeah.
That church hurt is like a knife, man.
Yeah.
So, and you don't know nothing about that.
I do.
I'm just kidding.
I do indeed.
I think everybody, almost, I won't say everybody, but so many people have.
Yeah. Church hurt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, that's coming up on the 21st. And it is going to be at the church, though, isn't it? At the Olivet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. So we'll be getting more details from them on that coming up. And I want to also, before I close out my church announcements for today, I want to congratulate a dear friend of ours who has been, I've known for some years, Sister Joanne Scaife.
Okay.
She has, you know, she's been working on that college ministry thing for a long time, and they're going to be moving the house to a new location.
Okay.
Yeah, over there working with Spruce Street. So we want to send some prayers out.
Yeah, that's the point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to them for, you know, the resurrection. Is it... Restoration Corner House, and the work that she's doing with the college students and all of that, and that's just, oh yeah, just keep her encouraged and lift it up. And if you want to know more about the Restoration Corner Project, contact Joanne Scaife, Scaife, and she's at 615-568-5390. I hadn't seen her in a minute, but we've been friends for some ever, because we're busy. You know, when women are busy, we ain't got time. I love you. I love you, too. Talk to you later. Bye. That's how it is sometimes. You know, there's people you just, when you see them, you do, and you love them, and, you know, you ain't got to call them every minute, and you ain't got to be on Facebook every minute telling them everything. They just, you know, you love them, and they love you, and that's that, and keep it moving. So, anyway, if you have a church announcement or some information that you want passed on, then please do email the station at our special general mailbox here for the public to send their announcements. And, you know, every time I need to write it down, I have it printed in front of me, because every time I get to this point, I always get it twisted.
Yeah.
It's WFSKPSA.
Yeah.
At fist.edu.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You sure?
Or is it PSA?
It's on the WFSK. It's on the wall in there where you are. I need to have it right here by me, but because you know sometimes all this stuff.
Yeah, it has to be bigger.
I know. I know. You have to get up and go see it, right?
Yeah.
So, But anyway, I'm gonna put it in here soon, so we won't have that problem. Because I get to this point every week with my church announcements, and I'm like, oh Lord, because the station has 3 or 4 email addresses, and I don't want y'all sending it to somebody that don't know anything about the Sunday church announcements. Anyway, before the break, I had mentioned, get back to some news headlines and issues of the day. Let's go to Knoxville. A new program at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville aims to increase diversity among the state's teachers. A university news release says the increasing teacher equity to address community high needs, or iTeach program, will begin this summer in the College of Education, Health, and Human Sciences. The 2-year program will support 12 prospective teachers for 33 hours of coursework and clinical practice that will help them graduate with a master's degree in teacher education. Oh, that's lovely. Program participants will be assigned 2 mentor teachers at a partnering school and a designated UT advisor, faculty member, and supervisor. Partnering school districts include Knox, Anderson, and Blount County school districts, and Maryville, Lenoir City, and Alcoa City Districts. The initiative is funded by a Tennessee Higher Education Commission grant. And they ought to send them to Davidson and Shelby.
That's true.
If they would like some diversity. Because those counties I just named are not so diverse. So, just really. So we'll see. Maybe they mean economically. You know, maybe. So we'll hope the best for the program. At least they're making some effort. Amen. Now, of course, the nation, again, is just in grief and constant. It seems like that's all we do in this nation.
Another shooting.
Just, yeah. You know, it's just constant. So much so, you almost just say, oh, it's another one. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
That is really a shame about this country. It has slid down that far that it just, you know, it doesn't jar people like it should, because they're so used to these heinous crimes and acts of violence. But Virginia Beach, Virginia was the latest in the mass shooting series that happens, seems to constantly happen around this country. A handwritten note at the home of the Virginia Beach shooting suspect, who died in a shootout with police, expresses condolences to the shooting victims, rather, on behalf of the suspect's family. The Washington Post reports the note was taped yesterday to the front door of the 2-story house on the wooded road where Dwayne Craddock lived about an hour from the city. It says the family of Dwayne Craddock wishes to extend our heartfelt condolences to the victims. We are grieving the loss of our loved one. It says Craddock's family wants to focus on the victims of the shootings and offers thoughts and prayers for the relatives of the dead and wounded. 11 city employees and 1 contractor were killed in the Friday afternoon shooting at a municipal building. That gentleman had a lot going for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't some homeless dude or some broke person.
No.
He had a good an engineering degree.
Working legally and all that.
Yeah, had state, worked for the city and all that. Had been there for, but he was upset about something.
Yeah.
Somebody in that workplace ticked him off. And that story's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
It is. But, you just don't know who's 1 inch away from, you know, flying off. You just don't know. I mean, you know, could be at a traffic light and somebody mad because you didn't punch it.
And, it happens.
Yeah, you didn't go fast enough. And, I mean, just people, just y'all need to exhale. Breathe, would you? Get some oxygen in your brains. Come on. And, you know, just everybody just freaking out and flying off. I mean, Lord have mercy, because you can't get through the checkout line fast enough. Help us, Father, please, Lord. You know, it's so interesting that people would be so impatient when patience is one of the characteristics in your faith journey.
It is.
You know, so the United States is just on the opposite of that. That's something to ponder on.
It truly is.
Okay. Because this impatience and disregard for human life is rampant.
Yeah.
It really is.
To just go out and take people out in mass like that.
Just, you know.
It's getting worse and worse.
Oh, my. So the Lord is, we really need, we're on the opposite end of what the Lord is trying to, you know, and we know the Christians know, but even if they know, they're still acting like they don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, also, while we're in the subject of Virginia Beach, did the gunman's silencer make a difference in the carnage?
Yes.
And this is,
yes, it
to
did.
Me, I think that this is the first one we heard about a silencer. Mm-hmm. That's like a mob style.
And those are illegal. So, you know, the question is, where did he get that?
Well, probably on the internet.
Yeah, where did he get that? Those are illegal.
The shooter, who killed 12 people in a government office building in Virginia Beach, used a firearm equipped with a suppressor that muffles the sound of gunfire. It's the nightmare scenario that gun control advocates have warned about amid efforts to erase restrictions on buying the devices. Why? We ask the question, why? They say the silencers make it too easy for shooters to escape detention and inflict mass carnage, which that's an example. Why would we want to have them in this country?
Yeah.
Are people out of their minds?
Silencers are so
bump stocks. I mean, it's just everything to kill somebody.
You can't hear it.
And then wonder why somebody did it. I mean, really? Is that not the definition of brain damage? If it's not, it needs to be. But gun rights advocates and most law enforcement experts say Dwayne Craddock's use of a suppressor on his .45 caliber handgun likely had no bearing on his ability to kill so many people in so little time on Friday. Of course they would say it like that.
Because they said it didn't.
This is the advocates for guns.
Oh, yeah. They must be out of their minds.
Apparently so. I said it's the definition
of
brain damage.
They're going to sit there and try and pretend like a silencer didn't make any difference.
Or bump stock. I mean, you know, the same thing. They said the same thing.
So the man running around shooting people and you can't hear the gunfire, and they're going to say, oh, that didn't make a difference.
No, of course not. I mean, you know, that's what they say. That's what they're telling themselves so they can continue to repeat the message and believe
gosh.
It. Instead, they say that the gun rights advocates say his familiarity with the building as an employee and even possibility of his military background gave him a tactical advantage in carrying out the rampage. Well, that when you combine with a silencer is a deadly combination.
That's hyperbole.
It's insanity, okay? It is just the absolute definition of y'all done lost your minds.
Yeah.
And just call it what it is.
He knew his
way
around the
call
building,
it what it is.
But you can't tell me if you hear gunfire on the second floor.
Or if you don't hear it.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference.
If you don't hear it, how you going to know it's
exactly.
gunfire?
Exactly, you don't know.
Right. Duh. I mean, that one is just a truly no-brainer. But they refuse to admit that the nation has a problem with guns. Well, Lord, I'm just like, Father, right now we're asking you to help us because this nation is definitely showing signs of mental fatigue when they don't understand that the carnage that our nation is dealing with, if guns aren't in the middle of it, I don't know what is. As the 75th anniversary of D-Day, where there was carnage, is coming up this week. Anyway, let's take a time out, and then we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend is the first weekend of June, and this weekend on Blue Slime in the City, we're going to remind you of just how fast time is slipping away.
Now, he copied, which he did a damn good job.
There's the late, great Bo Diddley from the Blues Vault, and he's talking true stuff this weekend. And, of course, we'll play the best in blues and southern soul. Join me, Rosine Bailey, for Blue Slime in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blue Slime in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Life Lux Jazz, November 7th through 11th in Los Cabos, Mexico. This year's festival lineup includes Incognito, Kurt Whalum, Gerald Albright, and more. In addition to the music, there will also be health and wellness activities, a Spirit of Jazz brunch, and sunset cruise. Information is available at LifeLuxJazz.com. That's LifeLuxeJazz.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already in Nashville, Sharon Kay is all up in the Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And next hour, new guest, new book, and we will be discussing critical questions in Scripture and what they can teach us about faith, doubt, and uncertainty in our everyday lives. Dr. Jeffrey Kias, Professor of Christian Ministry, Theology, and Culture at Seattle Pacific University is the guest, and I'm looking forward to chatting with him about those biblical questions and how we can get some knowledge, as quick as possible on that. Now, Wednesday, am I reading this correctly?
Yes, you
that,
are.
That Dr. Yes, Adrian Battle, the interim director of schools, is going to be
correct.
Here at 4 o'clock.
The full hour.
Well, bless the Lord.
A lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. No question. How you liking it now? Is my
they should go ahead and make her the next school director, my opinion.
Well, it depends on if she can survive.
Well, we don't have a choice. We paid off the last guy.
Well,
and we can't. And
no,
we're
we
saying,
do have a choice. We can have, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a choice. Nashville always finds something.
But where she's in the job now.
That's
my point. So you paid off the last. You ran him off. Paid him off.
Well, we'll see.
Can't pay
because
these
you know
raises.
These. Yeah. These folks in that position are always on the firing range.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a tough job. It is a tough job.
But she seems
job.
Like she's interested.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. That, I'm just trying to talk it up, so yeah.
I know so, you're gassing.
Tune in Wednesday.
I recognize premium gas over there. I recognize. That's the one you got to pay more for.
Yeah, that's the extra. The kind I don't get. It's probably better for my car, but I don't get it.
Of course. Because you're not paid like a premium person. Okay, amen. Now, this is a HBCU, not Yale or Harvard. Bless Jesus. But we certainly produce scholars like that. And that's what's up. Now, 5 o'clock, the culture question.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Okay.
The book is The Culture Question, How to Create a Workplace Where People Like to Work.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is that what all that stuff was that came in that package that...
It might have been. I hadn't had a chance to look at it yet. I was busy with the listeners on Friday.
Okay.
I think that was on something else.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about the little puzzle thing?
Yeah.
Okay. That was something else. I haven't even opened it yet.
Okay.
No, it's a party popper.
Oh. Okay.
I wanted to wait till I got around my grandkids. Okay. I told you I wasn't going to pop this thing until I'm around the grandkids. Because, you know, I don't want to clean up the mess here at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to be outside somewhere.
Gotcha.
So, because that's what it says it is.
Okay.
But I ain't going to tell. It's probably, if it is a book, they're going to be like, Granny, is that it?
Okay.
You know the kids. You know how kids are. Anyway, let's see. Back to Let's go to Omaha Beach, France first. The 75th anniversary, as I mentioned before, being celebrated coming up this week, a dwindling number of D-Day veterans will be on hand in Normandy this year when international leaders gather to honor them on the invasion's 75th anniversary. They include American Charles Shea, who on June 6, 1944, landed on Omaha Beach, where he helped drag wounded soldiers out of the rising tide, saving them from drowning. For his courage, he was awarded the Silver Star. At the time, she could not yet fathom what D-Day would mean. He was more concerned with the bleeding troops, body parts, and corpses strewn around him, and the machine gun fire and shells that filled the air. She, now 64, or 94 rather, knows another war can never be discounted. Some men, he says, cannot get enough of power, and the pattern continues today.
Yes, it does.
And you know, he's 94.
Yes,
he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of our D-Day, all of our veterans, we salute you as well, because we know the number is dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
My father was one, and the number is dwindling.
Thank you for service. My grandfather was
yes.
one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
World War II.
You know, WW2, he used to talk about it all the time growing up. Anyway, now let's see what's going on in Yorktown, Virginia. In suburban Philadelphia, it took about 8 minutes into the question and answer session of a freshman representative Madeline Dean's town hall for someone to ask about impeachment. It came up only indirectly at a town hall in Southern California, and in Yorktown, Virginia, it never got asked about at all. House Democrats swept to power from all different parts of the country, but the seams, rather, of their big tent majority are being stretched over whether or not to start impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Back home, the town hall sessions revealed how much or little help impeachment is on the minds of voters. The differing opinions offer a snapshot of the challenges facing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the many conversations still to come. And in San Francisco, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro says he's hoping his campaign for president will prove Latinos aren't scared by President Donald Trump's racism. Castro is the only Latino in the broad 2020 Democratic presidential field in response to a question of an activist forum in San Francisco. Castro said Trump has exhibited racism toward Latinos, and he says that's one of the reasons I've determined in this campaign that we're just going to be fearless. Castro says that when he's in the first presidential debate in June, he hopes that Latino boys and Latino girls can watch and say that what the president has said isn't true, that we can do anything. Way to go, Julian Castro. Show us what you're working with.
True.
Now, let me get some faith news in here before we go to the top of the hour, because I know we're going to be talking about this up until time for the 8 o'clock hour. The Reverend Franklin Graham has... See, that's all I had to say.
Yeah.
Has asked people to set aside today, June the 2nd, Sunday, as a special day of prayer for President Donald Trump. Graham, though, has been criticized for politicizing prayer, I'd say. And I got a story from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today. Graham, he's the president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistics Association and Samaritan's Purse, wrote on Facebook, "President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, and his presidency." He wrote, "In the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. I believe the only hope for him
wow.
and this nation is God." Now, that's what he believes.
Wow.
So, see, he's only tuning in on one channel.
Wow.
Anyway, the story goes on to say Graham, the son of legendary evangelist Billy Graham, who died in 2018, said the nation is on the edge of a precipice. He says time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president. By yesterday afternoon, the post had been shared by more than 144,000 Facebook users. As with most social media, comments were both positive and negative. One person wrote, God bless our president. Our prayers are with you every day. Another one wrote, he needs to be impeached. A total disgrace. That's what I pray for. And see, they're always on the opposite ends of the spectrum. The prayer call comes just weeks before Trump is expected to kick off his 2020 campaign during a big rally in Florida. The call was heartily supported by Richard Land, president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary in Charlotte, North Carolina, the city where Graham's Evangelical Association is based. Franklin sent out an appeal, Land said, saying he felt really convicted that we need to pray, especially for the president, and this was a time of real crisis in our country, which he says he feels is true. Now, in 2012, Land got in trouble for racially charged statements he made around the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed teen who was killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer in Florida in 2012. Land later apologized for those comments, though. Now, the list of roughly 300 clergy, Christian ministers, and faith leaders supporting the effort includes probably some here in this region, I'm certain. Others weighed in on it as well. Critics have said Graham is playing partisan politics with prayer. The signatories included a number of well-known Christians, among them Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Virginia's Liberty University, Dr. James Dobson, and his wife Shirley Dobson of the James Dobson Family Institute, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, that's daddy of Sarah Huckabee Sands, former Ambassador Alan Keyes, Alveda King, Dr. King's sister, director of the Civil Rights for the Unborn, the televangelist Paula White Kane. Paula White's been on the show for him.
I believe so, years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before she got married, I think. Which heads, she heads Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board, and former Representative Michelle Bachmann. I'm just, you know, that's the list of people that you expect.
It's a shame, though. And the reason why I say I do agree with part of that.
Well, let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
Then you can.
Sure.
Okay, I'm almost done. The Reverend Shannon E. Jones, founding pastor of the Gathering Baptist Church in Georgia, was amused that Graham would call Trump the most attacked president in U.S. history, citing Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy, all who were assassinated while serving in office. And he also wonders if Graham were so vocal about garnering prayers for the previous occupant of the White House, Barack Obama. Graham helped promote the birther conspiracy and once seemed to cast doubt on whether Obama was a Christian. He later apologized. Still, the pastor, the Georgia pastor, does plan to pray for Trump. He said it is his obedience to scripture and not to Franklin Graham that I frequently pray for President Trump to be strengthened. I pray for God to strengthen Trump's comprehension of the presidency, his humility, his honesty, his compassion, his notion of wielding power, and his faith in the God of love instead of the God of money, hateful character assassination, personal aggrandization, and the politics of division. Amen.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I agree with on that we do need to pray for our president and our leaders.
Yeah, God to clean up their mess. Please, Lord.
But the rest of that stuff, I'm really disappointed in the body of Christ for not collectively, you know.
They're not going to.
Just collectively.
What did I say about the power and the glory? They didn't.
Yeah, all these preachers have one thing in common.
Now, wait a minute. I left out some denominations that you might be familiar with.
Okay.
The Huffington Post noted that three former presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention America's largest Protestant denomination and the current general superintendent of the Assemblies of God, America's largest Pentecostal denomination, pledged to participate in today as the day of prayer for the president.
Yeah, I think it's good.
That covers a lot.
It does. And, you know, I think that I agree with the prayer part. I think that we should all get together.
Pray for our leaders.
We do. I do agree with that. Irrespective of what they do in office, we should always pray because prayer is needed. But on the other hand, I am disappointed in collectively the body of Christ for not coming together to condemn these other spiritual leaders who say they are Christ followers who support this president, because of the things that he uses his platform to do in attacking people, in his racist comments, cussing in front of people.
This,
you know, exactly. And so, you know, if not now, then when? And if not you, then who? And so this passiveness in Christianity, to me, where we just pray and let God work it out, to me, it's just nonsense.
It's going to be someday and somebody else.
Yeah.
Can I just answer
that's how Hitler
someday
ended up. Yeah.
Someone else.
And he needs, and they need to at least start the impeachment inquiries now, because what ends up happening, and just sort of, you know, we just celebrated Memorial Day. This is how your democracy falls, because even if Trump does not get reelected, then the next person who has corrupt intents now has a lot of leeway to do a lot of bad stuff.
Because they've opened the, he's opened the door
to exactly, because they're going
to
say, well, you know what, Trump got away with a whole lot more, history books show, and nothing was done.
And the Attorney General said it was
and
okay.
Attorney, there you go. And so if you don't at least show him that, you know what, this is not going to be, you know, tolerated, then we're opening the door for our grandchildren and kids to just have inherit a much worse
situation.
Well,
we won't have a democracy.
We won't.
We'll have a president or a king that's going to rule Vladimir Putin forever, a life like Kim Jong-un.
And everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid because the emperor has no clothes on. So there's a power grab going on all over the government. People are jockeying for positions so they can enrich their coffers while they can.
They've been jockeying.
And that's what this is all about. Because Trump is going to jail. There's no doubt. I don't gamble anymore. But as soon as Joe Biden is sworn in, and he raises, I do agree that I'm going to fulfill the office of president. As soon as he takes that oath of office and puts his hand down and they say, congratulations, Mr. President, they just slap the handcuffs on Donald Trump right then and there in that moment in front of the whole world, because he's going to jail. He's going to jail. Michael Cohen, his personal attorney, is going to jail. He's not going right now in this moment. But that's what this is all about.
That's what all this is about. This country does not have the will to put that man in jail. Okay?
He's using the office of the presidency to protect everything for as long as he can.
You can bet your last 22 cents. America is not that courageous.
He's going to jail.
They're not handcuffing
him
and taking him anywhere.
He's just going to
ride off into the sunset.
I doubt that.
And just be, if he's just a one-time.
I can't see it.
Well, my concern is,
I can't see it.
If
he might beat the federal, but he's not beating the state.
Well,
the
America does not have the will to pull that one off. You all know good and well you're not going to have no handcuffed president. All this pomp and circumstances this nation has performed for all these years, this country is not going to do it. Y'all ain't got the courage. You ain't got the strength to do right.
All the people sitting in prison right now who are sitting there for doing
but
far
that's
less.
That's the regular citizens.
They need
okay?
to see.
When you become the powerful one, the president, then you have a sense of entitlement like crazy, okay?
No one, like Mala said, no one is above the law.
Apparently this man is. And that's that, and that's the way it is. Now, if something's going to change, folk need to surely start showing it. Because as of right now, he's showing he's completely bulletproof. So that no matter what kind of laws or subpoenas or whatever, he's just not going to do it. So, you know, unless America gets a whole bundle full of courage right quick, I can't see it, because y'all ain't showing it now. You certainly are not. The kryptonite done knocked you down. the bright blonde hair and kryptonite y'all out there and knocked you down. Anyway, we're going to take a time out and we'll be right back.